Be'ez Hashem is Be'ochu begin Perek Shmain Asa, the 18th chapter in the Rambam's Hechaz Kim, the Laws of Vessels, and the Sefer Torah, the Book of Purity. We will continue the discussion of the previous parakim regarding that of Kli Cheres, of earthen or vessel, specifically the receptacles and the broken parts. As Rambam gives Halacha Aleph regarding an earthenware vessel that doesn't have a receptacle that's designated for receiving. Kli Cheres, an earthenware vessel, Einu Mekabel Tuma, does not contract Tuma. Achi Mekabel, first of all, has to have a receptacle. V'asu Lekabel has to be made for receiving. Aval, but im lohoy lo beis kibel, if it did not have a receptacle, oy shahoy makabel, or even if it had a receptacle, but v'lo nas the kabel, it wasn't made for receiving. Ein makabel tuma klal, does not receive any tuma at all. Lo ben atayra, but let me there save him. Not from biblical law, not from rabbinical law. But v'ikir, therefore, hakise a chair, v'mita a bed, v'safsel a bench, v'menorah a candelabra, v'shulchan or a table shall cheres of earthenware, v'v'chin kol yitz behem, or anything similar like that. Mikalim shelim toyer, from vessels that don't have a receptacle. Ein makabel tuma, they do not contract tuma. And even pipes, the water goes through them, although they're bent, therefore although there's a receptacle, they're pure, it's not meant to contain, just that the water should go through that. So too, a barrel used for floating, for swimming, which a machatz is a large earthenware vessel that on the ends they made like a receptacle to put one's hands inside of it when you're using it, which that's not meant to hold anything inside of it. Since it's made only like a handle which you hold the machatz with, again, that's not meant to receive anything, it's not going to contract any tuma. Halacha Beis discusses what happens if it has a base kibul. So panos, a lantern, shahoy bei beis kibul shemen, that had a receptacle for the oil inside of the lantern, so mekabel tuma, contracts tuma. But v'sheim, if it doesn't have, then tar, it's going to be tar, because although it has walls, it's not meant to receive, it's just meant to protect it from the wind. But if it has for to be mekabel shemen, then it would be mekabel tuma. And v'sheim megulfas hayoytzrim, so too regarding where the stone that the potter who makes the earthenware vessels, he puts the clay and he forms the vessel over there, so there's no ledge. Then subsequently puts the vessel on other stones that has a ledge and he finishes the work. So the one sheyesh lo toich has a receptacle. So then to me, that's going to be mekabel tuma. Halacha gimel mashpich, a funnel. So it depends. Shal bali batam of a regular homeowner. So tar, it's going to be tar because it's not meant to receive anything. It's just meant to actually take the liquid through something. So it's similar to the case of the pipes in halacha alf. But for shal reichel, that of the peddlers, mistame, those funnels are mekabel tuma. The reason for that is because he tilts it on the side, where then it contains, it's not going to slip right out. And he does it so that the consumer could go and smell what he's selling to see if the oil smells good. So therefore, it is considered a receptacle that's meant to receive, and there is a mekabel tuma. Halacha dalt. Kisui, regarding a covering of kadei yayin, of regarding jugs of wine, kadei shemen, the jugs of oil, the chavios, and the barrels. So tahiris, the covers are going to be tar in all these cases. Shleinasa kabal, they're not meant to receive anything, they're just meant to cover. But ve miskina l'tashmet, but it was prepared for utility to receive things, then mistamets from a kabal tam. Halacha hei, kisu ha'ilpas, a covering of a frying pan. So it depends. Bismachu nakuv, if there is a hole where the manufacturers make a hole on the top of that cover so that the smoke could come out, or let's say v'yesh l'chidut, or if let's say there's a protrusion on the top where the top gets pointy. So in either one of these cases, tar, because it can't hold things, either because it has a hole, because it's pointy and it can't lay on its bottom. But if there's no hole and there's no point, then mistamas mekabel tuma. Why? Isn't it just a cover? No, because a woman, she drains the vegetables in that pot cover. She puts it in and that's how she drains out the vegetables. What is that called? This is the rule. Any earthenware vessel that's used when it's turned over the primary vessel, and it doesn't function in its own right, tar, it's going to be tar, like all those which serve vessels only during the work, which does not have the halacha of the kli itself. Halacha vav. Titrois, which is a wide bottom, which has many thin holes, and the top, the neck, is very narrow and thin, and there's a hole on the top. This vessel is used to, let's say, sprinkle, to settle the dust in the house, or to water in the garden. So a person, when he closes his finger on the hole on the top of the neck, the water does not drip out. When he removes his finger, then it starts dribbling out. So alva bishu nakub, even though there's holes, umaytzi prutis, and little driplets come out from the bottom, mistame still makabel tuma. because the water gathers on the sides of the vessel where there's no holes, and it's meant to receive the liquid. Halacha zayin, halapid shel cheres, a torch of earthenware. Shemanichin matlis abagodim v'hashemen b'toichoy. V'hudaylik, where they put the rags of the garments and the oil inside of it and it burns. So mistame, v'kabal tumah, because even though it cannot stand on its own, it's v'kabal tumah because it received and it's made to receive. And v'chein kli shemanichin tachas aneris, l'kabal Hashem, and so too the vessel is put beneath the lamps to receive the oil, which... it's not the same thing as serving a vessel only during the time of the malach. It's considered part of the vessel. Mistami, that kli is going to be kabal tum because it's meant to receive the oil that drips out from the lamp. Halacha ches, gistera, shards, shemenichin tachas akelim, which is put beneath the vessel, the kabal mashkin to receive the liquid hanoislam and that kli that drips out from the vessel. Mekabal tum and then mekabal tuma, where even though that whatever is going to spill out is going to be poured out and thrown out, still, it's meant to receive, and if it may, it's called a kli of Kabbalah. It's made to be mekabel. Halacha tes, sfina shel cheres, an earthenware boat. Avad bishem mekabel, although it receives things. In mekabel, it's not mekabel, tuma, why? She'ina sfina mechalal kelim alun matur, because the boat is not including the vessels that which are written in the Torah. Bein yishel cheres, bein yishel eitz, whether it's made of earthenware, made of wood, bein gedol, bein katan, whether big or small, it's not considered as a sack, like similar to those vessels. A boat is fundamentally different, and therefore it's going to be tar. Halacha Yud discusses regarding those that break. So, kol hakelim shenishbru, any vessel that breaks, v'nifsed the tzudasim, and it loses its form. So, ain't shevrei mekabel tumah, so it's broken pieces and not mekabel tumah. Av al-pi sheis meshvam ruv matashmash, although the broken shards themselves have utility in their own right, the shards are not mekabel tumah, chutz meshevrei kli cheres, except for the topic we're speaking about, if we have earthenware vessels, the broken shards of a kli cheres. Shem hoye bem cheres or oil kabel, that if there was an earthenware shard that's fit to receive, had him a kabel tumah, it's a kabel tumah, Shem, it says in the pasuk in Vayikra, v'chol kli cheres and all earthenware vessels, what's all earthenware vessels? Piyash mulam, from tradition they taught, shezeh lo yibol l'rabis, this is only coming to include el shubi kli cheres, the earthenware shards. Now, but men, from when we say this, kshe hoye l'cheres zeh toich, when this piece of earthenware has an inside, a receptacle, the kabel b'amashkin, to receive liquids. When this piece of earthenware is sitting, without any support. But if it cannot receive anything unless it's being supported, then in Mekabel Tumah is not considered as a vessel, and it's not Mekabel Tumah. Halach Yiralf. Hacheres she'in yochel leishiv k'dei she'ikabel. Now, let's say similar. If you have a piece of earthenware that cannot lay on its bottom to receive, then they osne, because let's say there's a handle sticking out, because there was a protrusion, a pointy place. And the point makes it tilt to another side. How is it tar? So it's going to be tar. And ava bishin et loizen, even if subsequently the handle is removed, where the point is broken, doesn't make a difference. Because anywhere earthenware vessel, shatar sha'achas, which for one moment was pure, does not, that same vessel does not have a tumah ever again. Halachid beis. Kli cheres, regarding earthenware vessel, shashulein chadin, where the bottom is pointy. Kimizrakas, like these bowls, which their point, there's a point on the bottom that you can't lay it down. Shenishbiru, where if they break, v'shulei mekabel, now the bottom can receive. Sa'af ha'pi she'en mekabel l'mken nismuchu, although it only receives only if it's supported. K'gen shulei harkirpiyes, which these are vessels that come from these manufacturers of the village of Korpoy. U'va'koyses, all these cups. Ha're'el mekabel tumah, these vessels will mekabel tumah, why? Shalakach nasu mitchalizm, because that's how they're initially made. That the bottom should be receiving when it's supported by being held. And since those goblets are made with a stand, that you can't put it down, but that's how it's made to receive. And therefore that's different than when it breaks and it cannot be laid down because of the points. Here it's made like that, and therefore it would be mekabel tumah. Halacha Gimel continues regarding how much does it have to receive that it's considered a vessel to be mekabel tumah. How much does the earthenware have to receive yi mekabel tumah that could be mekabel tumah? So imhoya hakli kashoy shalom. So we're talking about the earthenware shards. If the vessel when it was intact was umechel kadei sichas adam cotton, it contained the amount that you could anoint a small person. Ad chavius from that size until the size of a barrel. Shei mekabes, which those barrels receive kesah a curve like around that of a saw. Vinishbor, and then that vessel broke anywhere from that area, that range. The nishabach rasmin remains in the earthenware shard bay mikarkain bay medafnen, whether we're talking about from the bottom of this vessel or from the walls, if you have a cheres, an earthenware shard, shumakabal kushreishav, that it could receive when it's sitting on this bottom. Revius, quarter of a leg, how is it makabal truma? Then it's going to be makabal truma. It's considered as a valid kli, as a shever kli cheres. Halach yadal. Now let's say hayak kli. Let's say that original vessel was mechavis from a barrel hamakila kesaw that it contained around the saw. Ad, going higher range, chavis hamakila sasai mayaser, until a barrel that contains around a saw or two saw or more. And then that vessel breaks. So if that earthenware shard that remains has enough kedei lekabel chatzi leg, not a quarter, but a half of a leg, then there is mekabel tuma, it's mekabel tuma. Let's say even bigger hayakli mechabes. Let's say the vessel was from a barrel hamakilo sasayim that contained tusa at chatzam gedolim up into the large vats. The nishbarim, then they break. If nishma mecheres mekabel leg, here it has to already be the earthenware shard has to be enough to receive a leg. Then there is mekabel tuma, then there is mekabel tuma. But if let's say the earthenware shards receive only less than these measurements, then they're not considered a valid tuma even as a shard of an earthenware vessel. Halacha tes vav, kli cheres katan, a small earthenware vessel, like a flask, a thing similar like that. Shenishber, if they break, v'nishar mikarka asai, and it remains from its bottom, cheres, an earthenware shard, hamakabel kolshu, that could receive a little bit kishriyesh when it's sitting. But v'ha'yich'ad b'yoyser, meaning the walls that remain were very narrow. But the bottom itself is supported in a small area where it could stand without being supported. Shenimtza k'kli katan, where it comes out to be like a small vessel, this broken shard is like a small vessel. There's a mekabel tuma, it's a mekabel tuma. Now, v'mnishar midafnei sehen cheres mekabel, that was from the bottom of the earthenware vessel. Let's say it remains from the walls of the earthenware vessel, the receptacle. Ain't a mekabel tuma, it's not a mekabel tuma. The fish of Daphne is Kalim Elu Ukayutvin, because the walls of these vessels and things similar like that, Kishavin him, they're like flat. The Enlum Techa Nikr, there's no recognizable receptacle. The Nimtsuk, it's like a flat earthenware vessel, and therefore it's not going to have the halacha of a tumma of a kli. Halacha Tezayin, Cheskas Charosim, the presumption of any earthenware shard, Hanem Tzom Chamok, if you find the earthenware shard anywhere, the presumption is the time that they're going to be tahar, because we could presume that if you find the earthenware shard somewhere in the garbage or out in the street, it was not designated to be as a gistida, which is a utility of a broken shard, and therefore it's just like a something that's tahar. Chutz Menem Tzom Beveis HaYetz, except for those that are found in the manufacturer by the potter, where they should do ben gistidias, because most of them are used as gistidias. The hagistur mekabel tuma, which a gistur is used as a shard to receive, let's say the runoff of a different vessel, but it's meant to receive, and the gistur mekabel tuma afpeish mishubekim, although it's from a broken vessel, it itself functions for kabbalah and is made for kabbalah, and therefore it would be mekabel tuma only in the base yitzer where they use and they make the pottery.